Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and we're what a awesome week reality wise. We've had a singer that got bashed on Dancing with the Stars, saying that he was the worst dancer ever to do the jig. We've had a coach get kicked off an island. We've had Hell's Kitchen. Wow, Hell's Kitchen is crazy this year. Raul is crazy. Big Brother is over with, but talk is still going on about Big Brother. Stuff that's happening in Big Brother is still going on. We have The Amazing Race. Wow, what a start to The Amazing Race. And if you guys missed Sunday show, we had Louie call in, talk Amazing Race. But tonight we will do a round table, and it's going to be an hour. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fat. And if you have something to talk about, Survivor, Amazing Race, call in and join the round table. I'm going to have at least five people up on the phone line with me. Call in if you have something to say. 347-237-5506. And anybody that would like to join, you call in. You make the call. Here it is. Let's kick it off with some music. And do it.
The secret side of me, I never let you see. I keep a cage, but I can't control it. So stay away from me, the beast is ugly. I feel the rage and I just can't hold it. It's flashing on the wall, in the closet, in the hall. It comes awake and I can't control it. Hiding under the bed, in my body, in my head. Why won't somebody come and save me from this? Make it in.
Freaky Mom, joining us on the line. And Zach was there, and Zach disappeared.
I sneezed him off the line.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to him.
It was my fault.
You know what I think happened to Zach? You know what I think happened? We've actually had a tribal council, and I think the tribe has spoken, and Zach, you are removed from the Rad Reality Show. Now he's back. So, Zach, what do you think? What happened there, Bud?
I have no idea. I actually started talking because I had the phone go silent. I thought you had dropped off and the music had stopped, and then I looked at my phone and realized I was no longer connected.
Okay, so joining us tonight, we got Freaky Ma, and a.k.a. Christina. We have Zach, and we're going to have a new and I told her tonight, officially, she's kind of part of the team now, Mandy Me. We're going to call her Mandy, because I don't know, because I can do whatever I want.
Who is this Christina you speak of, though?
What?
I don't know her. I'm trying to sound like a British lady, but you ruined it, man.
Okay.
I was talking like a British lady.
If you want to join us, call in at 347-237-5506 and push the number one, because if you don't push number one, I'm not going to pick you up, because I don't. You might just want to be listening to us.
Or dos,
you know what I mean?
Por español, por favor.
Do they actually do that in a speech, or do they do that in
on certain telephone things? They say es número dos por español.
Okay, because I never heard that. Mandy, are you with us?
Yes, I'm not tweeting with Ashley Trainer or anything.
Oh, so Ashley, you're tweeting with Ashley? Is that what you're doing? Yeah, I need
to I'm focusing.
You know, and I do have some shout-outs. First of all, I do want to make some quick – I got a couple announcements, and I got a couple people that I wanted to personally thank. And I also want to say some – so it's good to see in the chat room. So let me start out by this. First of all, I see we have BB11 House Rodent. Welcome to the show. I believe this might be one of the first times – I know you've been here before, but I wanted to personally – if you haven't saw some of his work – you need to check it out and everything. Second of all, Kathy and AR, this person is one reason I do the show. She, in the beginning of my 2 years ago, or when I started the show, her and Panther were two of the biggest pushers of it. And Kathy pretty much told me, Do it, Ron. And she never gave up, and I'm so glad that she pushed me. It was her who pushed me to actually do it. And I do appreciate her, even though she ain't around as much as she is used to. I do thank her. Second of all, I do want to give a personal thank you. I think I've kind of said it, but I wanted to personalize say this. Christina and Paul, you guys were the biggest help over the past trip, and I know we had sometimes at times some couple issues that happened, you know, like with my phone cutting out, and you guys had to do it all by yourself. Communications sometimes, what's going to happen, but you know what, Paul and Christina, both you guys are two people I appreciate so much. And in the past, you know, time when I went to Vegas, you guys were there. And I just really, 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 really want to say thank you. Am I still connected?
You are.
Are you guys
you
just
are.
Being quiet? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. And also, Metal Fan, you guys both, Metal Fan saved me out of the biggest pitch on Saturday when my phone died. So saying that. And Zach, my roommate's at Vegas, and my cat just attacked me. Zach, you helped me a lot too. So and anything. So saying all this, Virginia's coming up, and there's so much other stuff that's going to happen. If you guys haven't heard of my ideal yet, I do want to do a charity event for the Heart Foundation coming up soon. And I want something, it's going to be something that's going to take some more help. And who's eating their phone over there?
Not me.
Okay, I know. So
it was me. I forgot to turn it to silence.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. What I'm looking for is somebody also to help me get more sales and some sponsorships. And by doing this, you will also get a commission. But I'm only looking for one person. I'm only looking for one or two people, maybe two people that would do this. So if you're over 21 and you have some free time and you need to, and you would like to earn some money maybe even, so you don't do this for just for free, if you would sell sponsorships for me and you would like to become part of the sales team, as I come to call it, let me know. I do want you to have some kind of education, you know, in sales or some kind of resume. So maybe send me your resume, tell me what you can bring to it. But like I said, it's not going to be a free job. Christina, I talked to her about it and kind of explained to her what I'm looking for. I'm pretty much saying what I told you, right?
Right. What they're looking for is people for sponsorships. So like during a commercial break or whatever,
if
we can say, or something that's on his website, or he could say like, you know, I'm just going to use because I drink it, vitamin water, just as an example, that Benadryl, McDonald's, shampoo, probably not feminine products, people. Just saying that. You want stuff like that can be a sponsorship for the show so that so you would be a person who would call and get those.
Let me tag you. Yeah, let me tag in because she's doing great. But the thing is, the one thing I really wanted is for then you guys who listen to the show don't have to donate, and we can just have some really – good shows without even worry about, you know, because I don't like asking for donations too. Plus, so if we have some good sponsorships, the donations won't have to be there. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That's what I was getting to, but you know, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to tag in, but sorry. Okay, so let's now talk reality and let me just one more thing. I just thought about it. By doing the sponsorships or getting, you know, the sales going, we also will help us. The people that do help me will also be able to get some benefits of this. So let's get going. I want to start with Dancing with the Stars because I am so intrigued with Dancing with the Stars this year. First of all, there's really nobody I care about on the show other than Kurt Warner. And but it sounds like it's really been some dramatic stuff happening.
I think the drama that they're talking about is Michael Bolton's gone, is the way
yeah,
that Bruno...
That's the way I want to go.
Yeah,
did you guys
Bruno...
watch Michael Bolton? Was he,
yeah, he
was
sucked.
Bruno... Did Bruno... Okay, so let's do that as a panel. Was Bruno right, yes or no, to say he sucked? Zach?
I think he was right to tell him he sucked, but not in that harsh of a way.
Right,
okay,
I agree with Zach. And he shouldn't have given him a 3. I mean, he could have given him a token 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually agree. I thought the 3 was very well deserved. That he should have gotten the 3, but without all the harsh comments towards him.
Because I hear that Michael Bolton wants him to apologize.
That's good.
I mean, do you feel like he needs to apologize?
No, he yeah. went on a show. He went on a show, and that was the judge, and that was what the judge chose to say to him about his performance. And by him going on the show, he opened himself up for that. And he should just grow a pair and take it like a man and move on. He's gone. Bye-bye.
I was going to say one thing. You got to think, you know, did he really say anything worse to Michael Bolton than Simon Cowell said on American Idol to hundreds of people who have auditioned? I mean, you never see Simon going out there apologizing to them. I mean, that's, you know, you put yourself in a position to be judged, and he got judged.
Exactly.
We do have a caller that just pushed 1. Let me see what their 417 name and where you're calling from. And do you have an opinion on this Dancing with the Stars talk? And they got shy and dropped off.
This is what I want to say. When you're on American Idol, you're supposedly should be able to sing pretty well if you make it to the point of being on stage and Simon critiquing you. You're there to learn. Dancing with the Stars is a competition, taking people who have no idea how to dance, people with left 2 feet, hence Michael Bolton. I mean, I don't understand why that man couldn't dance. He's a musician. He should be able to have the musicality of it, but he doesn't. But there's a difference in what Simon says to the singers because they are trying to be professionals. Michael Bolton is not trying to be a professional dancer, but trying to win the competition. And, no, he wasn't going to win. And, yeah, Bruno said, what I'm going with what someone said in the chat, Bruno was brutal in his tone and his attitude. He could have said the same thing but differently. And he chose to sometimes – they choose to berate the people, and I don't agree with that. But that's just me. They're not there to become a professional dancer. They're there to try and win a competition. And he, yeah, sucked as a dancer. So does the situation. So, you know, that's my take on it.
Okay. I have to break in for a second because what House Rodin says is so true. But they're not stars. Some are stars. Some are stars. Michael Bolton is a star, in my opinion. Kurt Warner is a star. There is some stars not on this season. I mean, I still don't know who the situation is. Bristol Palin is not a star. Sorry, Patrick, and I know you're on the line. So I do want to go to about Bristol Palin, too, in a second. Let's not go there yet. So, Patrick, are you wanting to comment on the Michael Bolton situation, first of all? Patrick.
Hello.
Yeah, did you want to comment on the Michael Bolton situation first?
Yeah, I think he's a baby if he's asking for an apology. Like, I know you guys hit on it. He went on a show. He knows the rules. There's no rules about being nice or anything. And also, these judges are also trying to get in ratings. They're trying to make it entertaining for everyone. So they're going to be a little dramatic and say something that might be a little brutal. So I think he needs to stop being a baby. He danced terribly. He got off the show, and that's that. Maybe he could have voiced his opinion and been like, wow, that's a little harsh, and left it at that. That's my opinion.
Okay.
And I love Bristol.
Give me a second.
I love Bristol.
Hey, what the House Ronan meant by is that, you know, American Idol people are not stars, so the stars feel like they need to be pampered. And I kind of I agree. Okay, now I want to switch. I have to switch because I know we have two huge Sarah Palin fans. And honestly, I like Sarah Palin too. I'm not really considering Bristol a star, first of all, just to let you know. But what do you think about what happened with her getting the AIDS? Do you feel like when they booed, was it for a bigger score, or do you think they were booing Sarah Palin? Patrick, let's go to you first, because I know you're a huge fan.
Is this even a question, Ron? They were booing the score. They made it clear on Wednesday's result show, and it's not even a question, I think. They were booing the
score. I know that's what they were talking about on Wednesday, and that's why I bring it up. I think it was a score, too. But do you think it's funny that beforehand they thought it wasn't?
People are just grabbing at anything they can grab at to portray Sarah Palin in a negative light because they're threatened that she is actually a potential GOP candidate in 2012 or later on in the future. So they take any chance they get to bash her.
Zach?
He's
from Alaska.
I completely agree. I think I definitely have a different outlook on it because I've actually had the opportunity to sit down at the table and eat with, like, Sarah and Bristol and talk to them. And I think she's an amazing person and that, you know, the score is all about the scores that they were booing because there's just as many people out there in this world that love her as there is that despise her. And you could see that it's a one-way reaction. So I think if it would have been for Sarah, you would have heard it in a mixture of cheers as well.
Okay. Some people are saying we need to move on to Survivor, Jen Frog. And we are going to move to Survivor in a second. But let's finish off this real quick by saying Are you shocked that Bristol is getting the support from the fans, the people up here on the panel? Mandy, I mean, I know you said you really don't watch it either.
Mm-hmm.
Are you shocked that she's still around?
No. I think that she'll be around for a little bit just for the mom factor and ratings, and the producers won't let her go yet.
I personally think if you watch past seasons, there's been a lot of times where people that weren't as good of dancers but were bigger names stuck around just because of their fame. And I think the first 2 weeks seeing who went home, they're definitely judging on dancing ability more so than star power. And with that being said, there's no reason Bristol will not make the finals if they continue going that way, because she is actually in the top three best dancers on the season thus far.
Yeah, and Christina, what's your last opinion, and then we'll move on to another show.
As far as you say Bristol, yeah, I think that they just had her on because, you know, I don't see Sarah Palin doing Dancing with the Stars. So her daughter was on. And then she even said, I'm famously known for being in the papers because of my mom and for me having a child. I mean, she admitted it right there from the get-go. That's why she's on the show. And I think she's doing a fantastic job. My favorite, I'm going to put it out there, is Kyle Massey. That kid rocks. And I hope he goes far.
Hey, Patrick, do me a favor. Redial into the show with your Skype, because you are getting a little fuzz. Okay? It might help.
Sorry, what did you just say?
You're getting a little... Okay, wait. Is it
cleared
up, Christina?
Yeah,
it cleared
up.
Never mind. You were fuzzy a little bit on your mic.
Oh, I just...
But I think it cleared up.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. No, it's no big deal. I was going to pretend like it happened, but... okay, move on. Survivor! Let's talk Survivor, because I know Patrick's already just talked Survivor. And actually, I want to talk Survivor, too, because...
I don't know if I'm ready.
Honestly... honestly, my favorite person is kicked off. I wanted Jimmy Johnson to, you know, go farther. But I really don't have a favorite right now. And Patrick, your person, I watched her. Well, because I didn't watch it until today. I don't know what to say. I can see why you like her. I mean, she's totally a firecracker.
She's
totally
not ghetto, though.
Yeah, but she's not ghetto. Cause ghetto
she's not,
you know, okay,
ghetto.
Yeah.
I love that.
I thought she was entertaining. I don't know if I like her. I kind of feel sorry for the girl that she got out with the leg, though.
Why do you feel sorry for her?
And you got to remember, I did not watch the first episode. I only watched the second and the third. So maybe there's something I'm missing. But
she hates her just because she has an artificial leg. That's all I've got to say.
I feel bad for her only in the sense that she knocked her down. It had nothing to do with her leg. Like, if she would have knocked down somebody else, I would have been, you know, felt bad for them, too, because she, like, was, like, crazy knocked down, drag out. I'm going to smash all the bananas and get that. And
hey,
I don't care.
I agree, Mandy. It's like, hey, how about I ruin most of our food just to get the thing for myself? Thank you very much. It's like, okay, vote you out first. That's what I would do.
Okay, here's the deal with the thing I was thinking is I don't understand why she could have not shared with her, because they both seen it, and I know they're on opposite sides of the tribe, but as a person that is, you know, you win points if you would have probably said, okay, let's just share this thing. And if I was the girl, I would follow her everywhere she goes. I would be
it's a social game, and she's playing a bad social game.
Who is?
Nayanka. She's playing a bad social game. If it's a social game, she's playing a pretty bad one. I mean, yeah, you need to play for yourself, but it's partly social, and I think she's playing a bad social game.
Okay,
I somewhat disagree.
I knew he would.
Okay. You all are going to hate me because I'm going to talk about, like, Natalie Martinez. And I thought Natalie Martinez had an okay social game. And Naonka is the same way. Naonka has a strong power alliance just like Natalie did in Big Brother. And yet she's very vocal about the people she doesn't like, just like Naonka and Natalie. They both did the same thing. Now, I don't think it's necessarily a bad social game if Naonka continues to stay in the numbers. And what editing, like, I talked to Naonka on Facebook last night, and what editing didn't show, and they will, like, can I say a spoiler? Because it might show next episode.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's not terrible. But what editing didn't show is Naonka did not only show Brenda the clue to the hidden immunity idol, she showed every single person in her alliance. So she is keeping her little five strong. She is keeping the, like, camaraderie between them strong and alienating the other three more and more and more. And I think that's actually a good strategy, especially if you have the power to the idol and nothing can come up and surprise you and, like, an idol you out. Do you know what I mean? So I actually think it's pretty good to, like, alienate who you hate so your alliance knows you're loyal by you showing them the clue. I don't know. Do you get where I'm going?
Yeah. I'm still laughing at Natasha, though.
So am I.
Natasha says she wishes she would have took off her leg and beaten
Naonka with it.
What's called? Naonka off with it.
That would rock. I would be, like, rolling on the floor.
Here's my thoughts on it, though, Patrick. You got to see, like, when she did that to the food last night, she started the wedge between her and her alliance. And also, the one power chip she had is she had the clue. She, you know, she had the ability to get immunity to keep herself safe. Now everyone in her alliance has the clue. They can get rid of her. They don't need her. Anything that she had to hold over their head, she gave away to them. She gave them her power. So she continues to annoy her own alliance and give them everything that she has to offer. They can get rid of her and have the idol for themselves. All it takes is one more person on the other alliance to go away. Then they can boot Naonka and still have the numbers.
That's true.
Yeah, what do you think? In talking about the immunity idol, and I'm kind of switching to the other tribe real quick. What do you think about, is it a Matt, showing
Marty?
His, what? Marty, yeah, Marty. Showing his immunity idol. I think that was stupid.
No, because at least one or two other people already knew about it. And, a lot of people seem to embrace that he did that.
No, I was just saying, I think it's smart because he's working very closely, I think it's with Jill, is it? And I really think that they are the only two independent thinkers on that tribe. Everyone else is kind of cheap that they can control. I mean, I don't think that there's anyone that's really smart enough to use the immunity idol being in the open against him and say, hey, we need to blindside him out now before he has a chance to use it. I think they're going to jump on his train and ride him all the way to the end, and he's going to take him off with Jill one by one, and they're not going to see it coming.
And I want to say, I don't know if anybody read Jeff Probst's blog today.
Oh, it made me sick.
No, but I tweeted
it. Oh, I loved it. And I love what he said, because I'm sorry. She might not say, and I'm talking about Naonka, because he went off on her. She might not say, I don't like you because of your artificial leg, but that is what she's projecting. She thinks that that girl is trying to get sympathy because, and she didn't. She was just outright and honest and said, look, I have an artificial leg. I was born this way. But I'm going to show you that I can do just as much as the rest of you. It's part of her life. She did not say, oh, feel sorry for me. Of course she was going to have to take off her pants eventually, and people were going to see it. So she just felt like being outward, and then Naonka just went nasty with it. And, I don't appreciate her attitude for it. She could have just said, oh, dude, the chick has a fake leg. Okay, cool, and move on with the game. They have to show her being nasty about it, and that's how they're portraying her. And America's not going to like it too well, and I can guarantee you on the reunion show, Jeff is going to bring it up, and I am waiting for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to get us some Survivor people to call it. Sorry I didn't get in tonight to join us. I do have Jillian wanting to call in, and I know there's a couple other ones, and I'm gonna try to get a hold of Ashley. I just been so busy with Vegas coming back, and then
getting things ready for hopefully Virginia, and then I have a huge weekend with flea market. I just, I'm saying this because there's some of these questions that if we had a actual survivor person, they could probably address it a little deeper. But yeah, there's.
I gotta say one thing though. Don't correct Christy on one thing that I disagree with. As much as I dislike Mayanka, I actually think that she, in terms of Kelly's leg, has treated her better than anyone else. Because yes, she doesn't like her, but she was the first one to stand up and say, you know what? After that first challenge, she showed what she could do with her leg. I might not like her as a person. I give her mad respect because she kept up with us despite her disability, and she went, you know, she went hard with the best of us.
I agree. I also think that, like, Nay is treating her with a sense of equality. Everyone else is tiptoeing around her because she's disabled, and Nay is like, no, you get in the challenge and you prove yourself. No, I don't care if you have an artificial leg. I'll knock you down because you are my competitor and we're playing a game. So it's a sense of equality. I don't think she has ever said she dislikes her for having a leg. She just said, damn, she will be hard to beat in the end because she might get some sympathy votes.
Sorry, I've got noise.
It's okay. Hope is always welcome to the show.
Episode one of Vanuatu, they said the same thing about Chad. Everyone in the first episode of Vanuatu said, we don't want Chad in the end. He has an artificial leg. He'll win. Sympathy vote.
Okay, so here's my chance. Here's my question. Do you think she will even make it to a jury? What's the chances of her making the jury?
Which one?
Nyanka? The one with the leg.
Oh. No, the one with the leg.
I think if there's a tribal shuffle at any time, yes, because she and Alina will jump ship so quickly, and they will get with the older people. I think if not, though, then she'll just get picked off by the majority alliance.
I don't think there will be a tribe shift with this twist, though. I think they're going to, like, milk it to, like, old versus young the entire, like, season. But we'll see.
Go ahead, Zach. I was just going to say, even when they've had other ones, whether it be, you know, by races or by, like, in Panama when they did the age and genders or even fans versus favorites, I mean, it seems like they never really milk as far as they can go. They usually give it, like, 3 or 4 weeks, and then they, like, shuffle them all together.
See, I don't know. I really don't think they're going to do the whole shuffle. I don't know. If I don't know. Yeah, I thought about that too, and the whole shuffle could happen. But, you know, this time I think they're really trying to do a social game or a social, like, experiment. You know, can older people outdo the younger people? And there's no reason for them to maybe do it. You know what I mean?
Now, I have a question.
Yeah, feel free to ask questions to us, you know, as a panel and to the chat room, you know. Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
So it seems like if the pattern continues now, that the older tribe will kind of stay united and that the younger tribe will win the challenges but be very divided. So when it comes to merge, if it's like the same percentages of young and old now, do you think the old will still have a fairly good shot just because of how divided the younger tribe is, so they will kind of split?
I do, because I think, you know, right now, obviously, we saw last week that the older people can win the tribe, but with the younger people winning this week and they still have the Medallion of Power, I think that at least one of Alina or Kelly B has a good chance of making merge because the younger will win more challenges. And I think that even if it's close, that the Alina or Kelly B will gladly flip, and the older people will stay united, and the younger people kind of turn on each other, and just because, you know, they'll just turn to chaos and not be able to keep their mind in the game and stay unified.
I absolutely agree with that. I think that the older tribe will stay, you know, tight-knit, and while the younger tribe will turn on each other and throw them under the bus. Are there buses on the island?
Under the howler monkey.
Throw him under the howler monkey.
I'm just laughing. The chat room is so funny tonight, and I do have to say, everyone that's in there, thank you for keeping the chat room going and live and everything.
But I'd like to say, I think that, I'm going to put this out there right now, I think if the old, like, someone from the older tribe does not win this game, this last week with them voting out Jimmy Johnson second from their tribe will be the reason why one of them does not win. If they accept Jimmy, I think that there's no way that an older person could not have won the game.
I disagree.
I don't.
You know what? You know, with the Jimmy Johnson, let's talk deeper into Jimmy Johnson. Do you think it was a good move for him to go? I don't think it was a good move. First
yeah.
of all, he had more of the he was stronger than that Danny guy.
Yeah.
And he was going to be he's a leader. Why do you kick off a guy that won so many Super Bowls? I just don't see it. There's bigger and better times to kick him out. This was the wrong time. Anybody agree with me?
No.
I do, not only do you know the younger now have an advantage, because, I mean, I think the older people are weaker, plus, you know, with Dan's foot, that's going to hinder them. They can easily exploit Dan's foot next week, not use a medallion of power, get rid of another old person. Then the next week, the young people still have a medallion of power. I mean, they could basically demise the whole entire older tribe, which could be prevented if they got to know Dan instead of Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
I think they should have kept him a little bit longer.
If you watch the challenge, though, I really don't think Dan was as big of a hindrance as the edit when he was in camp. Jimmy Johnson was older. He was sick. He was not strong. Like, I think that him and Dan were, like, equal as far as strength and challenges go. So might as well, for Marty and Jill, keep Dan around because that is a number they know they can trust while Jimmy Johnson was wooing all the ladies. So I totally think it was the right decision.
Hmm.
Okay, but here's the deal. Here's one thing. Here's a point, though, that I also wanted to bring up was, you know, the older people were winning that competition, too. Why didn't somebody step up and say, get out of there, Tyson, or whatever his name is. Is it Tyson? Is
Tyrone.
That where he goes by? Tyrone. That was something else. I mean, and then he told, was it Jimmy Johnson he told, or was it the other Jimmy that he told to shut up? I mean, I just feel like somebody should have stepped up and got him out of there because they were going to win that competition. They were up almost by, like, 4 bags. If they would have switched out, they would have won.
Yeah, I agree. Hello?
Yeah, I hear
Hello?
That.
Okay.
Somebody's phone.
I definitely think that, you know, that, you know, Jimmy Johnson tried to get him out, and he wouldn't listen, and kind of to touch a little bit back on what Patrick just said about, you know, Dan and him being equal, I think the other thing that Dan's got going against him is his foot's starting to get bad, and every day he's there, Jimmy was going to stay semi-neutral. Every day that Dan's there, that's going to get dirtier, more infected, he's going to get slower, weaker. It's just going to kind of roll and roll and roll into a big pile of crap that's going to end his game. And possibly the older tribe's game.
Just to let you guys know, Mandy, I'm hanging up on you because you just insulted my favorite NASCAR driver.
Okay. Au revoir.
I'm just joking.
That was my phone this time. I'm just going to say it now. Sorry.
I'm just playing around, Mandy. It's okay. You don't like Jimmy Johnson, you know. You don't like to like Jimmy Johnson and be on my show. I mean, I let Panther stay around. I let Panther stay around, even though she's not a Jeff Gordon fan.
Tony Stewart. Good job, Patrick. Tony Stewart's the boy.
Hey, I hate to spoil your guys' NASCAR for you, but just so you know, they're going to take a left turn.
Not always. Sometimes they take a right at a road course.
Yes. I always make that joke, too.
I love road courses, too.
We're now the NASCAR talk show. Hello, guys. Okay.
I said it's like a reality show.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, lots of bumping and grinding and lots of crashes and...
Oh, my God.
Is
I Love Money 4, does that premiere tonight?
I don't know, but
don't
that's
know.
One I'm looking forward to watching because I believe, if I remember correctly, Tequila is going to be on there.
Oh, wow.
Not tequila, but the girl that from Rock of Love. I'm trying to remember her name. And Maria.
Mindy?
No, Maria.
Oh, Maria.
The correction, if I'm wrong, didn't it actually debut? I thought it debuted last Thursday.
Oh, Panther says it's already. We're gonna have to deep find that in DVR that because
I'm
glad
I'm
to
excited.
Actually.
Yeah,
I
me
love
too.
Mindy.
There's a lot of good people. Is this the one that they had filmed and the guy that killed the person, or is this? Did they refilm it?
Oh, this is a new one.
This is a brand new one with new people.
Okay, so Marcia, that's who I like. Yeah,
what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, I'm lost.
I love money.
So for us who don't watch what, can you please tell me the premises and the name again?
It's called
I Love Money.
It's basically a competition. Kind of like they did a bachelor pad, how they had like competing for money before in bachelors. This takes people from a lot of the dating shows like Flavor of Love, Rock of Love, Real Chance of Love, like all the VH1 dating shows.
Rock of Love.
Puts
okay.
them in a house where they compete for money.
Okay.
Thank you. But you know what? I don't know if I like I Love Money because I believe I Love Money should have. They're missing out on the best Rock of Love girl. Okay, I'm not even going to go there. You guys know who I'm talking about, and I'm not even going to say
They will never invite her.
No, because she didn't go far enough.
Yeah.
I agree. But I still love you, Corey. Okay, so move on. Are we done with Survivor? Or is there anything you guys have?
I think we're done with Survivor.
One more quick question. Do you think anyone has the potential winner edit yet? And who?
Oh, good question. And I know what you're asking. You're talking like with like last season. We kind of saw that.
I don't know if he will win, but I think just based on edit, Marty has a good chance of winning. They're kind of setting him up to look like the brains and the leader of the older tribe.
Yeah.
They don't know who wins, I don't think, this year. And second of all, I think we are seeing. But you know what? I think Marty's more being portrayed more like the guy like Russell.
I disagree.
He has a lot more social skills than Russell. I mean, everyone hated Russell.
I'm talking edit. We are seeing Marty as edited more like Russell. We're seeing too much of Marty. And by seeing too much of him, that means they usually go far in the game, but they don't go and win it.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Some of the winners have gotten the like heavy airtime. So
toward the end, not in the beginning. The beginning usually is.
You watch BG pretty much every episode. They have like a shot of Earl standing on the top of a mountain overlooking the rest of the tribe. Like every single episode.
You know, who do you think? Okay, real quick, Christina, let's go to you first. Who do you think, older or younger, is going to win? Don't pick who, just who. What age group?
I'm going to say older.
Okay. Zach, older or younger?
Older.
Okay. Mandy?
Well, I was going to say older, but since they both picked older, I'm going younger.
Patrick?
Younger. Yeah, younger.
Yeah, I'm going to go older, too. So, first of all, I want to say goodnight to Natasha. And don't forget, Sunday night we have a show, too. We will probably, I don't know what we're going to do Sunday night. If we don't get a guest, I might go ahead and push it off. I don't know. We'll probably talk Apprentice, because Apprentice is going on tonight. Right now, we'll see. Oh, Amazing Race. Never mind. We will do a show. Amazing Race. We'll talk Amazing Race on Sunday. And everything, but the reason I wanted to interrupt this was because Monday at 7 p.m. with me and Michelle on the Manic Monday. Kathy will be joining us live. So call in and you guys will be able to talk to Kathy. She's going to be joining us. And that's going to be fun. And I've lost you guys, haven't I?
Nope. I just hear the fuzzy.
I might be losing you. No, I'm still here.
You are?
Yay!
My internet thing just came up that usually shows when I get disconnected. So maybe it was a fast... And Kat, you are bugging me. You keep on shaking your tail.
Yeah, you know what a good show's on tonight? And it's a personal favorite of mine. I'm just going to say it.
What? Vampire Diaries.
Yes, that's coming on in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, we got 15 minutes, and what do we want to talk next? We'll play a game here. Do we want to talk Amazing Race? We want to talk Hell's Kitchen?
Amazing Race.
I go for option C, and I say Biggest Loser.
Okay, here's the ideal. Let's do this. Christina.
That's the chat room.
Yes.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to start with Patrick. You have your opinion on the Amazing Race. We all got 5 minutes for you. You got about 4 minutes to talk and just say some of your opinions, and we'll intertwine with it. We'll do the Amazing Race first, and then we'll go to Hell's Kitchen, and then we'll finish off with the Biggest Loser. Okay. And then we'll finish off the night because we only got 15 minutes left in the show, or 13 minutes in the show. So Patrick, you didn't call in Sunday, so I'm going to give you the first opportunity. Tell us what you think about...
Okay, real quick. I really like the tattooed couple. I think they're genuine, they're really laid back, and I think they have a lot of potential. They just need to get their brains working a little more. I don't have a hardcore favorite yet, but I see myself as rooting for them. I really like the Asian father and son, and I really like the adopted daughter and the biological mom. It's just both of those teams, I think, have interesting relationships. As far as the actual episode goes, it was really good. I was surprised at how much the two geeky acapella guys helped all the other teams. It will be interesting to see if they keep that up throughout the entire season, or if they get a little more competitive and a little more selfish as the money becomes closer and closer. And the little task that they had to do when they had to go across the river and they kept falling into the water, that was hilarious, and it was really good, and I feel so terrible, and I was I hurt when I saw the watermelon hit that lady in the face. And other than that, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I was going to say, that was the most brutal, I think, opening challenge.
Oh, yeah.
A long time. But, okay, so I know we've all talked Amazing Race, haven't we, pretty much? Or did anybody want to add anything else to the Amazing Race conversation? I've watched it and I've... What?
So we can move on. I think we talked about it Sunday.
Yeah, we talked about it Sunday, and pretty much what I was going to say is I'm still, filling the people out. I really don't have a favorite yet. There's a couple that I liked. I can't remember their names right now. That's the hard part is so many, we talked with Louie on Sunday. There's so many people that go on that show, and it's so confusing. But I do want to move to Hell's Kitchen, and I want to say one thing. Raul is a crazy mother freaking friend, beep, beep, beep. And that, what's the girl's name? I'm totally going to with the glasses.
Sabrina, the blonde.
Sabrina.
The blonde with the glasses.
Yeah, I like her just because of her drama.
Yeah, she's fun.
So what do you think? What do you think, Mandy? I know you watched Hell's Kitchen.
I think, this is another kooky cast that they've got this year. But I've been kind of surprised by who he's been sending home.
Yeah.
It's like he's sending home the non. I hate to say he's doing it for keeping people for show, but it seems that way right now. I mean, they all have to be able to cook. It's not really a matter of that, you know. But I don't know. This cast is kind of nutty.
Yeah, but did you feel like? Do you feel like Sabrina deserved to even be up there? I don't think she deserved to be up this time. And,
no,
and so
not this time.
And that guy, the guy that was up there, I'm really shocked that he sent him home the second half of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name. I totally am forgetting names tonight.
Curtis,
yeah. I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying. You're keeping a couple crazies just because, you know, they're crazies. But Raul really makes me crack up. Raul makes me think of a Robert meets a psycho. You know,
like a Robert
De Niro? No, Robert from...
Robert from Hell's Kitchen. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it meets one of the psycho people. I'm trying to remember some of the psychos.
Well, how about the farmer that talked about cutting up all the meat and enjoying the meat from last season?
I'm laughing at Big John. Totally. It's one of the shows that is, it's always a train wreck, but it's always worth watching.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
And
totally.
I don't know that we've had a chance, I don't remember if we've talked about this, but I'm sad John Philippe is gone. I don't know that I like this new guy.
Oh, yeah, I totally know what you're saying. I miss him, too, and the guy, yeah, I know what you're saying. I totally miss...
Kind of blah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Because he usually always got into someone's face and caused trouble, too, you know what I mean?
And had this little, you know, snide and quirky comments, but this guy, I don't... Like,
what did you think about the guy? What's his name that went to that one girl and said, "You want to make out?" That guy is another one that's kind of like on the quirky side. What's his name? Oh man, I hate that I'm. Yeah, I should have looked up the cast before the show, just to get the name. You know what I'm talking about, though? He has glasses, and he
there
went
you
up
go.
To
Here's
the
cast. I just posted it in the room.
But anyway, she went
glasses.
Up to.
Yeah, Trev.
Yeah, and he went up to that one girl and says, "Hey, you want to make out?"
Yeah, that...
Yeah, give me a second. Trev, to, I can't remember which one it was, if I can see the girl that he went up to. He went up to Jill and said, "Hey, you want to make out?" It was funny. So, okay, Zach, we only got 6 minutes, and I want to... So, Hell's Kitchen, another chair. Biggest Loser.
I've been really enjoying this season so far. I think the first episode is a bit of a letdown just because all it was people trying to get on the show and, you know, there was no way in or anything exciting. But I thought this last week that it was amazing. And I love the new way that they're doing elimination.
I really felt like it was one of the most touching shows there was this ever in Biggest Loser too. Though when the doctor always those episodes are always, but it just was really a great one, and I just really thought it was a great way to kick off the season. This I know it was the second show, but it's just and how they did it, like you said, this year to start it.
I was gonna say, obviously, one of my biggest upsets is I was really hoping in the first episode that the big guy with the dreadlocks from Alaska to make the show. I was kind of bummed when he fainted right at the end, but I'm hoping they'll have a chance for the other people that attempted to get on and didn't make it to try to come back later in the game. Because I would love to see, you know, I got to represent my Alaska guy.
So, yeah, I really don't have a favorite again on that one. None of these shows have really sticked out. Even The Apprentice, I mean, the show's going on right now, hasn't gave me a favorite, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing well, has really
came out. I have my favorites from Big Brother. I love Patrick, the green guy that was down with all the girls this last week, as well as Jessica, who was like the girl on the red team that was gaining the other girls' lane, and they got in a huge fight, like, stay in your own lane. I love her.
Do you mean the black-headed one?
I think so. She's, like, the one that in the final race, she won the final race in the, like, the safety challenge, and the girl, like, every
yeah,
girl on the
black-headed one. She's black-headed?
Yeah.
She's hot. I think she's hot. So, yeah.
I definitely hope she stays down a lot, because I can't wait to, you know, she looks hot now. I can't wait to see her. If she drops 60 pounds, she's going to be an absolute knockout.
Okay, I do have to say some stuff real quick before we're going to move on. We only got 3 minutes. If you haven't found out yet, but the Cowboys black dress that he wore on Sunday for the beer pong competition is up on eBay. So check it out. I'll try to get the link out. If not, I believe the link was posted on his Facebook, so make sure you do that.
And I reposted it on Twitter today because I said I would.
And
so if you follow me on Twitter, you'll find it.
And there's a really good opening bit.
I retweeted it. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's
Mandy
only
did.
Like $40 that he started out with. So so check that out. Like I said, I am looking for a sales help person that will, by helping me, you will also qualify for commission if you make a sale. So if you like to, you know, apply for the job, just let me know. TheRadRealityShow@gmail.com. My Facebook would be another place you can reach me. I'm only looking for serious people that are actually wanting to help me and that will put effort into doing it. So if you're just going to say, hey, I'll help you, you know, I really need somebody to really do it. This will help me not have to ask for donations and stuff. So please, you know, consider doing it. Like I said, you will not go away without some benefits out of it too. Second of all, thank you for Zach and Christina, Patrick and Mandy for joining us. You don't have to worry, Leotard. And like I said, I need people, you know, like I said, that it's going to actually go out and do it. So I'm looking for one or two. Send me your qualifications, and everything. I am planning on going to Virginia if finances get taken care of. Right now, you know, Dan, I think I'm going to hold on to it. I think people signed it too personal to me, and it's something that I feel is too much of a personal thing right now. So I'm going to hang it on the wall, and I think it'd be better off for me to keep it. Yeah, everyone thinks I should keep it. Yeah, some people want me to wear it down at the flea market, And I would put it on a couple more times, maybe, too. One of my friends even asked me, why am I letting people sign me? So I've decided to keep it for right now. I might even wear it for Toys for Tots. And speaking of Toys for Tots, Panther, I saw what you wrote. Help me get my bus ticket, and we'll work on it. I'll be there. I will go anywhere that I can get this year
that's how much I'm doing the events. So that's one of the things I want to say. Love you guys. Thank you guys. Come back Sunday. Monday, Kathy.
Goodbye. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.